We hope this VP Dave and Fev catch up keeps you interested while you listen, doing whatever you're doing. And Smile Solutions have interest-free payment plans for Invisalign. Call Smile Solutions on 13 13 96.
VP Dave and Fev.
VP Dave and Fev.
Call us anytime you like, the number 13 10 60.
And just a little apology to anyone listening. We have, and Fev, I hope you don't mind me drawing you into this because it's you and I personally. We've been letting the listeners down in one regard, and that is in our pronunciation of words. We've struggled a bit lately,
yeah.
And I think it's important to acknowledge that and to rectify. And by doing that, we thought we might open this segment again. We haven't done it for a while, but it's wordles. There are certain words in your life that you struggle with, and you see them as, and why it's a wordle is it's that word that on approach, it's like when you walk, when you're running up to a hurdle on the racetrack and you get that nervous, I don't know if I can make this, and then you end up jumping and falling over the hurdle.
Yeah, well, I've got the hardest like tool that. In the shed, so.
Hardest tool in the shed.
Oh, did you see what I did there?
Did you?
Yeah.
It was intentional.
Sharpest. Come on.
Okay, good.
You're supposed to laugh. It's funny stuff. Yeah, but I'm not a very good reader, so.
No, you are so.
Let's just not point that out all the time.
I won't have you say that.
I read live reads. Don't know the words.
Well, speaking of live reads, you know that I'm struggling with one. I often say when I'm having to talk, Flight Centre, great client of the show, we do their live reads, and they have these great flights to LA. And I have always said LA because I didn't want to confess this. I do struggle with what LA represents.
What? Just the two words, Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Which one is it?
It's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Doesn't sound right.
You did it.
Los Angeles.
You've overcome your wordle. You jumped
really?
Over the hurdle.
Thank you.
What about Osama?
Oh, well, we've got audio of that.
You should mention that.
Here we go. You can't say Osama, can you?
Someone said, quick turn on the television. Obama's about to announce that Osama bin...
But see,
that's so great that you weren't in the room trying to find him. No, I don't know. Osama's here, but I don't know what Osama is. But
Osama has always been an issue for me. I've done that ever since he came on the scene many years
ago. On the scene? Mate, you're not in the fashion police. He wasn't in the what's hot and what's not list.
He's what's not now.
But it's always Osama bin Laden.
You did it.
Always been. Yeah, because it's, but he's always been a wordle. Because when I see the word coming, I go into Osama.
Hey, I know exactly what you're talking about because this happened to me yesterday. Because, and it's two words once they're put together. And I struggled with it yesterday for about 5 minutes on my own. I was talking to my own, walking around Brunswick, trying to say, due diligence.
Oh, you've got another one, Dave, actually. Where's a pen? Don't have one. That's a shame. But,
good prep, though.
It's because they sound the same. They start with the same letter.
Due diligence is tough.
What about Dumbledore?
Oh, actually, Fev, obviously there's a quiz in primetime on this show at 20 past 6 called Are You Smarter Than?
And $1,000 tomorrow.
Fev was asking the questions here, and he did struggle on this one.
In which Harry Potter film did Dumbledore die?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
No.
Yeah, not a Harry Potter fan, that's for sure.
No. It's a giant dodo.
Yeah.
Can I hold this word up?
Yes.
Can I hold this word up? I'll start with Fev. Fev, do you know what that word is?
Hyperbole.
Yes, Dave.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
That's hyperbole.
Hyperbole. But that's cool, guys. That's good.
Okay.
That's one of Dave's wordles.
That's a Dave wordle.
Hey, Fev, a good game.
Anyway, that's interactive.
Hey, can you not
radio.
Say a word, or do you hang out with someone at the office who's smug?
Give us a call. I reckon we should do this wordles. Fief mentioned we should open the phones. 13 10 60 with the words you can't quite say. You've called on this one before.
The Minaj Freeway. Similarly.
Cimarron.
Caravan. Caravan.
Maybe you guys in the ad break while we're waiting for phones to come through should write a list of words and get me to read them.
I was doing that and you said it was a bad game.
Hyperbole. You just did one. I just ripped through them. And
sure.
Then
great idea. Funny. And some homework for during the commercial break.
We've all put ourselves.
Or not.
We've shown some vulnerability. I feel your wordle's Greg. Would that be right?
Greg Byron? Is a name I hate so much that I go by my middle name Byron. It's not a wordle. It's more just something that annoys me a lot.
I used to say cortical.
Cortical?
instead of cordial.
But why did you put another G in?
I couldn't get it out. Okay. Hospitable.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Wordles, those words that you struggle with, they're a word hurdle because as you approach them, you go, oh no, specifically that's really hard and I'm gonna mess it up. And then, unfortunately, I didn't, so...
Well, you've had problems with Osama in the past. Osama bin Laden.
Someone said, quick turn on the television, Obama's about to announce that Osama bin...
It's because Obama and Osama came on the scene at the same time, Dave.
Stop using coming on the scene! Mate, they didn't finally make a full-length feature film and everyone went, wow, who is this new kid in LA?
But there were two difficult O words to pronounce and I went with Osama and unfortunately my brain is locked in that.
Okay, second month of the year.
Feb.
Come on, mate.
Feb. February.
I'm Trixie, Belle.
You become Trixie when you say
Samantha
that.
Samantha from Upway. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sam, very brave of you to confess there's a word you struggle with. What is it?
Multiplication.
Multiplication?
As in when something's multiplied?
Yes.
Isn't it multiplication?
Well,
hang on. Swirtles. Fair, it's when you get it wrong.
Sam can't say it.
I thought you were saying it right.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Sam, that's very brave of you. Should we slow it down? What if you really slow down and break up the syllables?
Cation.
Oh, guys, this has turned into that movie, The King's Speech.
Stick with multiplication. I quite like it. It reminds me of Maltesers. Like, it just makes me want to... Okay. Drink a malt milkshake,
really? Okay. Let's go to Bree.
Bree in Keysborough. Hi, Bree.
Hi.
Bree, what's your wordle?
News agency.
The run-up was incredible.
I could hear the nerves, Bree.
She overcame it, though. She kind of did deliver it.
No,
she didn't. That's great. I'm trying to make her feel better about herself.
Nicole in Tarnit. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Nicole. What's your wordle?
If you can't understand it, I'm sorry. Honolulu?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, isn't that the capital of Hawaii?
Almost. I tell you what,
Chadston.
You'd have.
I can't get that either.
You just said Chadston.
Nah, isn't it Chadston?
No, Chadston was perfect.
No, okay. I say it wrong. Alex always picks me up.
Nicole,
Chadston.
Try Hallelujah one more time, Chadston. Nicole. Hallelujah. Give it a go. Go Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations, caller!
Wow!
You're Fifi, Dave and Fev's
most playful caller of the day.
Look at that at random, just for sharing that wordle with us. You're going to the races. Now maybe you can say the word.
Hallelujah!
No? Oh, well. It is a great prize. You're off to Derby Day, Amy Victoria Derby Day, which will be sensational.
Awesome, thank you so much. That's one of four words I can't say.
You're also in the draw for the amazing ticket upgrade, which we draw tomorrow, Fifi, Dave and Fev, for the Parade Lounge at Derby Day, worth over $600 a ticket, Nicole.
Why do some people say Derby Day, not Derby Day? I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Well, Derby's the British derivative. That's the British pronunciation. Derby's the American.
Correct, like you have the Kentucky Derby.
We're in Australia.
Yes. Yeah,
so people in Perth say Derby.
Well, there might be also a variation in WA.
I haven't been to Perth.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, I have been to Perth.
Celebrate the start of the Melbourne Cup Carnival.
Derby and Derby. What?
Don't drag me into this, mate.
Amy and Victoria, Derby Day. Good luck. We might draw your name out tomorrow, Nicole.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have one more go at Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nope.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fev, I hope you don't mind me mentioning that you had your egg and bacon sandwich before. You weren't happy with it, and I agree with you. Hard-boiled egg. Mm-hmm. Too overcooked. You've got your juice there. It's just you've accidentally spluttered it all over the table. You're not having a great one with food this morning.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, I know. But you look good.
Yeah.
And you've got your...
Oh, thank you.
You've got your new Nikes on.
Got my new Nikes on. Got my Nike shorts on. Got my Kmart top on.
There you go. And, you're all ready to go.
Ready to... I'll probably run home. I'll go run to the car. And then I'm going to get my new suit for the races and then I'm getting dumplings.
Oh, so at any stage, are you going to work out because you've got the workout gear
I just
on?
Did some squats before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right, good.
Thighs are actually your most powerful thing. There's other areas that you should probably... Anyway.
Is it?
We have technology and Fife. We haven't used it for a while. Often it taps into your real thoughts when we speak to your brain.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Incredible technology.
It's false technology.
The same technology has been patented by this show and it enables us to speak directly to Brendan Favola's stomach.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Oh, morning, guys.
Oh, now, Fev's stomach.
Please don't run this morning, Fev. Please, mate. We've been through enough, haven't we? Jeez.
What have you been through? We haven't touched base for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, Fev's been on the diet shakes. Did you know that?
Yeah, how are the shakes going for you?
Oh, it's been pretty good, to be honest. It was a shock when they turned up, I'll tell you that much. I braced myself for the usual intake of large caprichosa pizza, tacos, pad thai, family KFC bucket, and that's only entrees. But, so he's been dieting, getting himself ready for the spring carnival.
So
but I've got a problem.
What is it?
I've got something to bring up with you guys there in the studio.
Yeah.
All right, George Columbaris has come in. Yeah. Manu's come in. They're giving us all these cookbooks. Can you stop doing that? Because now that he's on the diet, in the middle of the night, he sleepwalks towards him and starts licking the pages, guys. For most people, that's ink poisoning. That could put him in hospital. But I can tell you, as his stomach, I have been through a lot worse. One time he was so hungry in the middle of the night, he got up to the girl's printer and ate the ink cartridge. I had to work it through, Fee. We had CMYK rainbow poos for a week, but we got there. Do you know how expensive those things are? I'd love to tell you it's the most expensive meal he's had, but then I remembered our local Uber Eats guy owns his own jet skis and has a 60-foot sailboat, thanks to Fev. He's the only delivery guy in the Forbes top 100. It's incredible.
Thank you. That's Fev's stomach, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus on fire. Take a breath.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Okay, I think you'll enjoy this story. There is a couple who were married for a long time, and the wife discovered her partner was having an affair, and he had a long-running affair with the housemaid because...
We like this story?
No. No, I think what you'll enjoy about this, it's how she discovered her partner was having the affair. They had a parrot, and the parrot would mimic things that it would hear in the house. And
That's not true.
It's a new story. Wait for it. So the parrot was picking up on the romantic whisperings and some of the noises that the parrot was hearing. And then the wife was like, what is this? Where is this coming from?
Hang it up.
And wait for it, it gets better. This all happened in Kuwait. Now,
where?
In Kuwait.
It's a Wordle from our previous phone.
I'm just finding Wordles I didn't know I had. Now, adultery is illegal in Kuwait. You can get, you know, hard labour for having an affair. So she's marched down to the police station with the parrot as evidence. So there's a parrot in court. She's saying, my husband's sleeping with the maid. Listen to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
what did the parrot say?
Well, the parrot said it, but the judge rejected it on the basis that the bird may have heard all that on the TV or radio. So there was good defence lawyer.
Has it got any little clips from the parrot?
No, we've got no clips from the parrot. But you'd think, I mean, if you jump over, like that's one way to find out your partner's having an affair.
Yeah.
Click over to California.
Exactly.
In the Schwarzenegger house, just have a child that really looks like you. Sure. Like he was having an affair with his mate.
That'd do it.
And then he had a 15-year-old that was
that'd
the spitting image of him.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of ways, and 13, 10, 60, this could be a bit of fun.
I'll be back.
There you go.
Didn't expect a Schwarzenegger impersonation, but thank you, Fev, for being here. how did you find out? The ways you found out your partner was cheating, and often it's receipts, it's things that get left around. It's more invariably text messages or emails.
All like that. You got a maid with a cockatoo.
Yeah. The best.
What? High five. What do you mean? Yeah.
13, 10,
what are you talking about?
60. Very good. How did you find out?
It's a parrot, mate.
They were cheating. We will come back to your calls after this on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Oh, Fif found this story. It's going to be hard to beat on 13, 10, 60. It's Fifi, Dave and Fev. Just a quick recap of this ridiculous story.
Well, a woman, a wife in Kuwait, realised her husband was having an affair with the maid because they had a parrot, a talking parrot, that was picking up on things that were being said in the house. And they were things, they were of a romantic nature. And she then walked down to the police station with the parrot because it's illegal in Kuwait to commit adultery. So she's in court with her parrot saying, listen to what he's got to say. That's an interesting way to find out that your partner's cheating. But there are often ways and means of finding out. Now, Kerry in Chadston. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good. Now, Kerry, you sound very upbeat for someone that maybe found out that their partner was cheating on them. How did you find out?
Well, she wrote it on our garage door.
What do you mean, Kerry?
Well, the neighbours sprung her at about 4 o'clock in the morning and she was spray painting our garage door saying my ex's name. Does your wife know about us?
Ooh. Oh, so this was the other woman.
Yes.
So your partner was cheating with a woman and the woman's gone, I'm going to out you on your garage door.
Yes.
Oh, Kerry. That's, and you're in good spirits about it still. So are you still together?
Yeah, that was 10 years ago. He's gone.
That's why we can laugh, because it was 10 years ago. There we go. It was before social media, because now you'd probably post that somewhere rather than...
That's right.
Totally.
She actually wrote on a wall.
Jess.
Actual wall.
An actual, not a Facebook one.
Jess in Montmorency. Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys.
Jess, what's happened? How did you find out your partner was cheating?
Wow, it's definitely a small world. Went to uni, you know, make new friends, met this girl, swapping photos of boyfriends, and she showed me a photo of hers, and it was mine.
Oh.
No. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, yeah. That's incredible. That's
really
what did
small
you do in
world.
The moment, Jess?
Well, to be quite honest, I just froze and went, no, hang on here, and showed her the photo of my partner, and we both just lost it.
Oh. Jess, do you know what? I've told the boys this story before, and it reminds me of a time that I was working at another radio station, and I was sitting in the office, and the girls were all planning a date for their friend. And I was like, oh, what, you know, I'm great with dates, I can help you out, maybe go to this Thai restaurant, maybe go to this Thai. So I was helping out. And then I said, oh, well, what's this guy that she's going on the date with? And they said his name. And I went, oh, that's my boyfriend. So I was inadvertently planning a date for a girl with my boyfriend.
You forgot that story?
I've told you that story before.
Oh, okay. It's a good one.
Sorry.
Definitely should have been pulled out again.
Okay, Scott from Carrum Downs. Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, Scotty. Scotty, did you bust your partner cheating?
Yeah, supposed to call my ex-girlfriend when I was dating her and called her and ended up finding out that she was busy with another guy.
Did she answer the phone while she was busy?
Yeah, she answered it and then changed to FaceTime and...
Oh.
Yeah, it was very bad.
She's not the smartest.
Well, so it wasn't in your face. She's accidentally done that.
She answered and then I went to change it to FaceTime to call her, and then turns out she was busy with another guy when I did that.
Oh, Scotty, that's etched in your memory, isn't it? You don't forget that one.
You have a story that lines up with this one, Fee.
Hey, do you know, Dave was saying an amazing story before. It's got nothing to do with this. But cockatoos live to their 90,
are
right?
Are you kidding?
But, and I said, how do they live to their 90? And he said, because when they're a young kid, kids get cockatoos. Mm. And then when, you know, they live to like 80 and the person passes away, the cockatoos pluck their feathers out because they miss their partner.
Yeah, this is all true.
They miss their owner or their partner?
Well, that's the same thing. That's amazing.
That is.
I'm glad we stopped.
Anyway, that's a great story. That was a story of the feathers.
No, it wasn't.
It was ruining the end of the break with an irrelevant... factoid. Fifi, Dave and Fev. Well, this next guest, we obviously know him from My Kitchen Rules, and he's a very good friend of the show, despite, well, really a checkered past with this show. I think at one point there was a very serious injury in the studio.
Well, hang on, Byron. We are very good long-term friends, and we are speaking of Manu! Manu Fidel is in the studio. There was that time. We have been friends for many years now, and there was that unfortunate time.
I completely forgot about it.
I know. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Byron brought it up.
Yeah,
You weren't here at the time, Fev.
Yeah,
I piffed a tennis ball in Manu's face.
I was in the jungle, whatever.
No.
Yes, you were.
How did you, Fev, make that about him?
Manu
got brandished with a ball in his face and injured.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've had that too. Played footy. Anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about More Please.
Manu, we are fighting over this book at the moment. More Please.
Yes.
This is so fantastic. Your family recipes, you'll love all of the best Manu recipes. Who is going to keep this? We've got one copy in front of us.
I'm actually trying to be on a diet, Manu, and I see
Not my problem, buddy.
And I see the heading More Please. It just makes me want to eat more. So
yeah, that's right.
Will this help me?
No.
No.
No. No. It helped you to enjoy life and food and and a glass of wine with it. Will it help you to lose weight? No.
I'm but happy with the wine.
Yes. But I mean, look.
Look how trim and taut
no,
you
no,
are.
No, look, look
no,
at this.
No, you're not, yeah. Manu. That's nothing.
Exactly, you see?
I've got your cup.
So
you look fabulous.
I've been trying to lose weight all my life, and now I'm 43 years old, and I just had enough. I just want to enjoy the rest of it.
A great mansion to live by.
Manu, this sounds like a man who's very comfortable in his relationship. That is.
All right. It's true. I don't have to look for women anymore.
Speaking of, do you know what?
It's called happiness.
Yes. Well paid
and
for.
Speaking of, another great thing about this book, beautiful family photos.
Yeah, well, so this book is not only me, it's all my fiance's family recipes as well. And it's stuff that I can blame her for my belly too, actually. But she's a wonderful cook. And we thought, you know, what the heck? Why don't we actually put both our recipes that we cook at home for families and friends? And it's not BS. That's exactly what we do. And it's in that book. And we're sharing what we do with Australia.
Do you know what you two should do? You should do like a My Kitchen Rules thing where you cook a dish and she cooks a dish. And then you get people over and they've got to vote whose is better. And then it might be great for your relationship.
I want to marry that woman.
Now you're starting to see our relationships didn't really work out for Fee.
And but first you and Jeremy, you throw balls at me. Now you want me to split up with my wife.
Well, it's a personal attack, Manu.
You and your beautiful...
I'm not coming back here.
You and your beautiful partner welcomed a little baby girl last year. How is she going?
She's fabulous. You know, I it was a bit of a shock. I don't think I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. But she's just so easy, man. She sleeps 12 hours every night. She goes to bed at 7:30, woke up at 6:30. She just waits in her bed when we're not awake. And she's worth for us. And then she eats all the food we give her.
Is she on the solids?
So oh, yeah. She's been on the solids since fourth
month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she's eating out of this book?
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
She chews on red chilies now. You know?
Oh. Well, we love the book.
It's good when the teeth are growing.
More please, my family recipes that you'll love to cook and share. Manu, of course, with Clarissa as well. A team effort on this one. We still haven't quite worked out who keeps the book. There was one book brought into the studio.
I'll send a few more copies.
Oh, please. No, we weren't fishing for that.
More,
no,
please. More,
no,
please.
No. Yeah,
more, please.
No, friends buy books of their friends. So okay. Now Fev's taken
it. Fev will now buy the book because she's such good friends with Manu.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Always great to have you in.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Nicole Richie, mother of two, partner to Joel Madden. Lived a very, very respectable life over the last, I'd say, 5, 6, 10, maybe 10 years. I'm trying to think about when she was her wild self. Think Paris Hilton, back when they were doing that reality show. You would have liked that show, probably, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
I went out to the farm.
It was actually a pretty good show.
It was
Simple Life.
It was called The Simple Life. Nicole Richie went upwards and Paris went down.
Yeah, and we welcome her on the show next week when she's in town.
So, Paris, if you're listening, Bev said that.
She invited me to a party, so.
She did. Now, here we go. Nicole Richie has penned an emotional open letter about her wild past. And I think that's great. She's come out and said, yep, I was really wild. She says, I've been called wild child, skinny, rich. I've been given all these names. Yep, I lived it hard. She's talked about various activities she took part in, which I won't talk about
because
that's really irresponsible. But anyway, they're her past demons. And she said she's corrected her way in life, and here she's a responsible mum. Well done.
It's great.
Well done. Tick, tick, tick. It's always good when people have bad past and when you own it.
Yeah, and just really open up. I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Fev, and with our technology here on the show, for example, Fief, if she wanted to do what Nicole has just done, she could, but she will choose not to, I'm sure.
But I don't have a wild past.
We are able to go directly to her brain to
speak to
her thoughts.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Yo! What's going on, guys? Just been busy propping up Channel 11 on Neighbours.
Great performance.
Thank you.
Fifi, well, let's ask you, let's give you the benefit of answering this question instead of your brain.
Because that's not my brain.
It is.
This is my brain.
What?
You regret, Fief? Anything you regret at all? I mean, Nicole Richie has said she regrets lots of things.
No, life's not about regrets. Life's about opportunities and recognising that everything that went wrong in your life is an opportunity for change and for making things better.
here we go. Me dropping truth bombs again. Here we go. Don't get me wrong. You know, these days I'm about as much as fun as watching paint dry, but I used to get up to some mischief when I was younger.
Well, that's not true. I'm fun right now. I'm totally fun.
Good one. Nicole Richie, she might be at peace with her past, but I hope she's at peace from riding my coattails because I was the original party girl. Party hookups.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, hookups.
Well, no, hang on. I've been known to enjoy a night out.
Oh, yeah. That night lasted a week. Boom!
I mean, there was, speak of hookups there from your brain, Fief.
I wouldn't.
Were there hookups that you regret, Fief? And I'll ask you, not your brain.
I don't even know what a hookup is. What are you talking about?
Well played. Let's see, where do I start? You've heard most of them on the air, but here's a little one you haven't heard of before, guys.
Oh, yes.
Does anyone remember hot dogs from Big Brother? Wow! Refer to me as a hot dog bunny. Yes!
Okay, I think we've heard enough. Thank you so much.
I miss that guy.
I don't even know who that is.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Everyone in the car's got the seatbelt on. You guys just strap in as well.
Strap ourselves in. What's about to happen?
Are we going for a ride, are we?
Yeah, take you for a little ride down the loose train.
What does that even mean?
Like lane, train. Anyway, cool. So a bit of a confession, guys. My coach, Dennis Pagan, once told me, because he smelt really good, and I said, you smell good, just like a little bit of an icebreaker. And he said, son, I don't care what you think about me. I might only meet someone once, but when they walk away, they're going to go, geez, he smelt good. Just a memory. Yeah. So I always took that on board. Probably the only thing I took on board from a coach.
Fev just wafting on Old Spice in the gold square. Got a leaving impression?
Yes. So I've had a number of colognes that I've worn over the years, and I've got a little bit of a collection. And my co-coach at Mountain South always smells good too, Scorcher. And he worked under Dennis. And I brought Alex, I was coming back from Hong Kong one time, and I brought Alex this Armani Code, the blue bottle, which smells amazing perfume. So I brought her that, and it smelt so good on her. I brought myself a bottle of it.
Of the female?
Of the female version. Okay. And I've been wearing it ever since, and I alternate in between, and I buy a lot of perfumes, because girls' perfume smells a lot better than male cologne. So just a confession, I wear females' perfume, and I think it smells so much better. So I was just wondering if anyone else does. Does
any other guys?
Yeah, because female perfume is really good.
We should open the phones.
It's really good on women, yeah.
But a lot of people say to me, you smell good. And I'm like,
do. I do that. So it's interesting because I often say, oh, you smell good today.
Yeah, and it's always, girls' cologne. I don't own one male cologne.
Are you wearing male antiperspirant? Because maybe I'm smelling your deodorant.
No, Africa. But I don't wear deodorant.
You need to wear deodorant. What do you mean you don't wear
deodorant? No, so I wear the perfume or the aftershave under the underarm.
Oh, you put it there.
Yeah, and I spray because I don't like the deodorant because it always has that white stuff in it. Flakes. Wow. I don't like it. So I don't wear deodorant. I wear aftershave or perfume. Mostly perfume, 80%.
We pay you too much money. What? You can't put Yves Saint Laurent under your armpits.
Well, you always smell like Lynx Africa. Perfume under the arms. Bang,
I don't
done
know
for
if that's
the day.
Healthy.
Fee does also say, though, like when you have a girls' night and you catch up on the couch, just eating punnets of ice cream and watching The OC, she says, you always do smell very
nice.
Yeah. You sit around and talk about what boys you like and things like that. She always says you smell very nice.
No,
you do that.
In fairness to Fev, let's see if there is support. There may well be other dudes out there that wear ladies' perfume. That's fine. 13, 10, 60 if you're a guy
just don't wear deodorant.
Is this we need to address that. Is this a thing? Guys wearing girls' perfume? I didn't know that was a thing.
Or maybe girls wear guys' perfume. Could we flip that as well?
Or it's cologne.
It's aftershave.
Aftershave.
Yeah.
Well, however we word it. 13, 10, 60 is the number.
Eau de parfum.
Give us a call. Thanks for all
your help. A lot of people will jump on board with it because
see how we go.
It's a common thing.
Fifi, Dave,
and if it's not, we'll start it.
Fifi, Dave, and Fev.
It was a real confession from Fev. I thought it was very brave what he said about wearing ladies' perfume. And he loves it.
Loves the ladies'
Alex, not so much,
perfume.
Because I wear all the good stuff and then she can't wear it because we can't smell the
same. Well, no, I was thinking about that. Poor Alex, because you would get your bottles confused and then her bottle might start running out because you'd lather it on.
I spray a lot.
I know.
And when she buys a new perfume, because she often buys some perfume, and I go, oh, geez, she smells good. I steal it and then I spray it. She's like, you're wearing my perfume. I go, well, now you can't wear it.
She's well played.
The thing is, They're often a feminine scent, though. It's a feminine scent on a woman's eau de parfum. So it's like, I wonder if people...
Just call it perfume, please.
Fev and the eau de parfum.
I wonder.
It's just two things that should never match.
You're making this a Chanel ad.
I'm just saying that it's a feminine waft. And people
don't ever say that phrase again either.
But you didn't know it was feminine.
No,
so I
didn't.
You.
So I'm confused.
So sometimes
I didn't
perfumes
know.
Smell different on different people.
Ah, and sometimes they're on androgynous perfumes.
Well, just speak normal.
Oh, jeez. Didn't you just say off air that you literally had an opponent say that you smelled amazing?
I did. We were playing North Melbourne and we're standing in the goal screen. He goes, geez, you smell good. And it's like, win.
That is order to perform.
Michael in Werribee. Hi, Michael.
How are you, Faith?
Yeah, great, Michael. Do you wear a little bit of perfume?
I love wearing women's perfume.
Thank you.
Oh, Fev's not alone.
Yeah. How I also smell, like Michael? Wearing, which one do I wear? I like wearing all sorts, Fev.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it, mate.
Uh-oh. You two are just getting on like a house on fire.
How come Alex's number's up there?
Mm. You two.
Don't look ahead of the game, mate.
That was good perfume chat between you two. I liked it.
Didn't name one fragrance, just love it generally.
What's your favourite fragrance, Michael?
I wear a bit of Lady Gold.
Who's Lady Gold by?
Oh, it's its own brand.
Is it? That sounds like a night at a certain entertainment venue. That's what that sounds like.
Michael, you are my favourite caller of the day. I loved that.
He's up and about.
That's it.
There we go.
Michael,
Lady Gold.
You're the best. Troy in Geelong. Hi, Troy.
Hi, Phoebe. How are you going?
Really well, Troy. You like a little bit of lady spray?
Yeah, I wear my lady's aftershave and perfume just about every day.
Yeah, see?
It smells so much better than the dude stuff, seriously.
It does. Well done, Troy.
What's your favourite scent, Troy?
My wife's got a perfume called Marussa. I think it's an Italian brand. It's incredible.
Yes.
it's awesome. But right. The guy stuff just smells like old man, really.
Yes, it does.
It does, without a doubt.
Thank you,
smells
Troy.
Smells like Byron.
100% with Feb.
Well, I didn't know I was doing something wrong by wearing men's aftershave. No, apparently I should be wearing some sort of floral...
I just want to make sure everyone's wearing deodorant. That's all I care about through all this. Alex in Brighton. I have a feeling Alex is going to be my favourite caller of the day.
We've already given that prize away.
How are you guys?
Hey, Schmutzy.
Oh, Alex Favola.
It's your beautiful, long-suffering fiancé. Is he using all your perfume?
He is, and he always has from the very beginning, and it is so frustrating because every time I find a really nice fragrance, he steals it, and then I don't smell nice because he's already wearing it. So then I move on to a new one, and then he'll get his little mitts on that one, and it's just, I bought him... beautiful male aftershaves. I've bought him Chanel. I've bought him Yves Saint Laurent. And he's just not into them. He just likes the old female.
I like what you said, Al, because I didn't think of that from that perspective. You want to feel unique. You want to walk into a room and people go, oh, that's Alex Favola. She smells amazing. Not that's Brendan Favola.
Yeah, that's right. And him as well. He can't smell my perfume because he's already wearing it. So
I'll sneak into the bathroom and spray her stuff on because I go, oh, that smells good. And then she'll walk in there like 10 minutes later and go, you're wearing my perfume!
Oh, not to mention the expense of it. It's just gone in a flash. So, and he does wear it as deodorant, which is even more annoying.
Which is wasteful, Alex. It's just extraordinary.
I know.
But guys, it could be worse. If he doesn't have that perfume, he's just going to smell like soy sauce from the dumplings all day. So you've got to stick with what
so
you've got.
True,
thanks for the call, Alex. We'll see Alex at Derby Day, won't we? Yeah, busy times with the runway room, I would have thought, at this time of year.
Yeah, runway
as well.
Room's flat out busy. We could get you in today. We can't get you in any other day.
Well, I had to get in early.
Oh, yeah, about that. I hear he's coming in for a fake tan. It's going to take a lot of lacquering to get that skin brown.
It's also a cut and colour. Thanks very much, Alex. Good stuff. That's it for us. We're out of here. Old School 9 at 9 with Keegs next. And Alex would have got our caller of the day if we hadn't already given it away. But remember Nicole earlier, when we did that Wordles phoner, she didn't know how to say hallelujah. She had problems saying that word hallelujah. Well, Keegs has put together a special remix of Dr. Alban's Sing Hallelujah in honour of Nicole next. Isn't that just smart stuff?
Synergy.
Great tie-in.
Well done, Keegs.
Good work. I thought you might be more impressed.
Hey, will Keegs be at the Spring Carnival? He's a single man, isn't he?
Well, he'll I think be he's been there. Wearing all his kit in here this week, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's gone fishing around the office, haven't you, mate?
Okay, there we go.
After that catch-up, hopefully you agree that Fifi, Dave and Feb are pretty good at making you smile. But Smile Solutions are the real smile experts. Australia's largest provider of Invisalign, right here in Melbourne.